next topic is going to be on bank loans. How do banks actually create loans, if in fact they did loan money to you or I or the country, and we can't manage our money well or don't do well? Perhaps we say we should pay them back. We should be honoring our obligations. So let's take a look and see if banks indeed do what we think they do or not. When you or I walk into a bank today, we see a sign, an advertisement that says we loan money. We also give you credit cards. So they're essentially saying we loan our money and we loan our credit, that would appear. But if you check the charter of that bank or any bank, you will find by law they cannot loan their own money. They cannot loan their depositors' money. So what is their role? Their role is to accept, store, and return to you your deposits on your demand, unless it's a time deposit, then at the time of that time expansion. Nowhere does it allow them to loan their credit or their own money. So how do they do it? There's only three people involved here. You've got other depositors, can't touch their money. We've got the bank, can't touch theirs, and we have you. So there's only one party left that could possibly fund that loan, and that's you. But you say, wait a minute, I'm the one who needs the money. I'm walking into the bank. Well, stop a minute. We covered a moment ago that the country is bankrupt. What happened in 1933 was they removed all money from all of us. Remember the great gold heist in 1933 after the bankruptcy? So if all gold was returned, even though it was an executive order and only applied to federal citizens, not to the state citizens or the state people or the sovereign people, but the implication was there, if you didn't do it, you would go to jail and pay a huge fine. So the people capitulated and felt honor at the time that to save the country, they would turn in their gold, and they got a gold receipt. Piece of paper. Gold for paper. And years later, it was gold, or that paper, converted into silver certificates, said, well, we won't pay you in gold, we'll pay you in silver. In 1971, Nixon said, no, we're going to drop that totally, and we're going to back this by nothing. And then we saw inflation rates jump to over 20% immediately. So we went off a solid backing. What is backing our dollar today, then, and what did since 1933? And what backs those dollars? We call them dollars. They're really, since we're bankrupt, there is no money. These are credits. Look at the term Federal Reserve Note on your bills. A note is a promise to pay. It's just an IOU. That's all it is. It has no value intrinsically. It's backed, in fact, by you, the individual. And you're saying, how did that happen? Well, 1933, when we went into the bankruptcy, there has to be some way to function, so we create little credits or IOUs. Well, what backs it were the birth certificates of the people. And at that point, a straw man was being created. A straw man is your name in all caps. Remember earlier we said the United States? We knew it was a corporation because it was all capital letters. The same is true here. When your name, John Jones, is all caps, it says that part of you or that fiction of you is a corporation. You are also the flesh and blood, upper lowercase, John Jones. So you're two things. You're the flesh and blood, and you're the corporation. It's a fiction. Okay, all corporations are fictions. So they made a fiction of you because, again, what happened? The U.S. became a corporation in 1871. The states followed, by the way. So all the states went through the same process. They went bankrupt. And so the states all are corporations in bankruptcy. But here's something odd. If you look at each state, you'll see state of Michigan, Michigan State. State of Florida, Florida State. New York State, State of New York. And so forth. Everyone has those two versions. And We always kind of thought, well, it's odd, but didn't think much of it. One is the corporation. One is the original sovereign state before 1871 or whenever they went bankrupt, if they came in later. So that is the mirror. What happened in Washington has happened elsewhere as well. So right now we have, just to review, a foreign country, a British corporation, posing as our sovereign government, okay, a private, for-profit organization that has a bill collector called the IRS that is posing as your government for the people. Well, what people? For their corporation. That's who the people are.